We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, everybody. We're going to do some hockey talk right off the bat here because I think this is a pretty damn big story. And we'll get Tyler Kennedy's two cents when he joins us a little bit later on. Fresh off a really proud day here at the Fan with all the meals we raised for the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, and we wouldn't have been able to do that without your support. Thank you. I tip my cap to you on this 27th day of March. Andrew Filippone, Donnie Football, along for the ride, and Donnie going to pull an Ernie Banks today. He'll be on at 6 o'clock to 10:35. These marathon days, as Donnie continues, speaking of caps and hats, to put that big hat in the ring, that 7 1/4 sized head, and make that push for the Joe Starkey Show, to make that climb another rung or two up that ladder in what is a career that is... have you made the 20 under 20 or what is it when you're
well,
in your
I'm not
20s
under 20 anymore.
You're in your 20s and they select 20 people that are doing well.
I'm going to wait to actually say anything until you formally introduce me. You introduced Donnie.
I said Chris.
You know something I don't know about that position?
Well, I think there's a reason why you're working all these shifts. Don't you think so, Chris?
Well, yeah, we're understaffed. He liked that one. No, I'm kidding.
Well, we might be, but there's a reason why he's answering the bell time after time.
Oh, I think, yes, he's being given the opportunity because they like what they hear.
When you say they like what they hear, you're not just talking about the bigwigs. You're also talking about the hoi polloi out there. The people want more Donnie
Numerous
football.
People in the last 2 weeks, or really since Donnie went on with Joe.
Rave reviews.
Have reached out to me publicly and privately saying, I just saw a tweet get liked again. I think it was by one of those things that said boobs in bio. One of those accounts.
Wasn't Sloss Boss?
No, was not Sloss Boss. He asked me to draft Dino Tomlin in a PFF mock. But it was one
was
of those...
Was it the real Sloss Boss or was it a Sloss Boss
no,
alias?
No, it was not the fake Sloss Boss that got Austin Bechtold. But those people are saying, there was a tweet that said, can you please tell the powers that be, and it tagged Craig, to make Joe and Donnie permanent? How about them apples, Donald?
Have you gotten any kind of answer, formal answer from... any higher-ups here on how that warm-up or that...
that audition went.
Audition went, thank you.
Yeah, mostly positive reviews. I think
well,
that...
What's, you say mostly means that there was some constructive criticism in there. What kind of things got said?
Well, whenever I went to talk to Craig, I told him I want to hear at least...
some bad
like,
things.
Yeah, like well, I don't want it to just
great
all be...
strategy.
What did he say?
Yep.
I mean, really, his only thought was, like, don't be afraid to push back against Joe in the future, but he understood why in that setting, in that week, I didn't.
And he also knows that Joe has an entire arsenal of what he calls nuclear options that he feels will humiliate whoever he's talking to if he feels that they put
him in a bad spot.
I don't
think he has one on Donnie yet.
Right, I think Donnie is nuke-proof here.
So in that way, Donnie really could have pushed back.
He could step right in there and just dig in, but I think Joe wanted to have fun with Donnie.
But was there anything that happened that made you think if you guys had been on the air for a while together and were comfortable that you could push back on? Was there even something that was worthy of a pushback?
I mean, the only thing I could even think of where we had some disagreement, we had some segments during the week that he named Donnie Brooks, where they were like, the producer would give us a topic, we would have 15 seconds to make our claim. And we didn't always see eye to eye on those claims, and it was
well. If you only have 15 seconds, there's no room there for a real debate.
Not like a back and forth debate, but we could at least go about it afterwards.
Yeah, and then after everyone stated their case, then critiques were made. Like I did it on Thursday you weren't here.
Is that when you got roped into that extra hour down at the casino and said that you were having acid flashbacks and things like that?
Yeah. And I did the 15-second thing and used most of my 15-second intervals to just mock what was going on, make fun of Joe, rip everybody else involved, which I actually thought lent a nice sort of spice to the proceedings. Then there were people terrifying me by saying, you know, I love the PM team, but I just sometimes wish I could hear you back with Joe once in a while.
Well, don't say that out loud. The bosses might ask you to do 5 hours and do the last hour of Joe's show.
Donnie loses out on the Joe show to me. I do that show and then immediately move into this show and just do all different takes every day. 8 hours, two sets of takes. I could pull it off.
I'm just saying. I mean, Donnie's doing two shows tonight.
Yeah, but he doesn't really have to do like a true Ernie Banks. Whenever I know that he's doing a show right after us, I actually try to ease the burden on him talking. Like, I don't want him to feel like he's got to pipe in all the time. Because he's got to save the takes, save the voice, all that stuff.
Is that right, Donnie? You want less talking with us today?
I mean, not necessarily. But I understand what Chris is doing there. There was a point last week I felt the voice getting a little bit hoarse.
That's right.
But we made it through.
Thanks for the voice, horse.
This Jake Guentzel thing from last night. Hockey is, I think, as far as players talking, by far the dullest sport. They say the least. They don't like to when, unless they're on spit. Turn my mic off. Unless they're on Spit and Chicklets or one of those places where it's a former player, they're comfortable. It's not seen as like a formal interview kind of deal. NHL players really seem to want to put a cork in it and give you just
they give you nothing.
Banal takes and just the most cliched answers on everything.
That's why Crosby actually gets praised for how he handles the media, because in a 20-year career, he has never said anything.
Very rarely. I mean, you
might
be
unless he was on Spit and Chicklets.
Yeah, that was a great interview.
It was great, but in those settings, you have to like it's like a tooth extraction with him.
So when I hear Jake Guentzel say after the game last night that it was my intention to stay in Pittsburgh, and then he follows that up by saying, "They thought it was a better direction to go a different way." That's a lot for a hockey player to say. That's headline material for hockey players. And look, I would think most Penguins fans here who are distraught and angered over how this season has transpired, the fact that one of the players in his 20s who can call himself a Stanley Cup champion is now playing for another team because you were a seller at the deadline and is telling everyone on the record that Kyle Dubas and the hockey people here didn't want to find a long-term agreement with him. That should piss people off. It does me. That ticks me off.
Well, shouldn't you be ticked then at like everyone who wanted the core to stay together, including the core, including Crosby? Because really they prioritized bringing in Carlson and making sure that Malkin and Letang were going to be here long-term again more than Jake Guentzel.
Okay, but let's... yes. I'm not going to disagree with you on that, but you're telling me I can't have both of those things? I can't have those three guys on the team and Jake Guentzel? Let me give you two moves. Ryan Graves, Tristan Jarry. If they go cheap at both of those spots, they can afford Jake Guentzel.
Yes, they could. And boy, that Ryan Graves one seems
awfully convenient. Ryan Graves, 5 more years, $4.5 million. Mm-hmm. Jarry, who, like, the best thing people could say about him this year is, hey, he's not that bad. He's held up his end of the bargain. Mm-hmm. He's not the reason why the Penguins suck. True. The power play is a much bigger problem, and Malkin's skills have eroded, and they get no production from their bottom six, and Rickard Rakell has forgotten how to score goals. And
Jake Guentzel was also part of that power play.
Yep, and Riley Smith has been a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Tristan Jarry is 28th in save percentage. That's not good. Your job is to stop the puck. He's very below average at it compared to his peers. So all I'm saying is I just feel like this should be something. If you are still invested in the Penguins and you still care about the team, the fact that this guy comes back and says, they didn't want me. I wanted them. They broke up with me. Not the other way around. Should offend people and tick them off.
Well, couldn't he just come back, prove that by coming back then and saying, this is how bad I want to be there, is I'm going to sign a deal in the offseason.
What makes you think,
top dollar?
What makes you think they'd want to offer him a contract based on what he said about the way?
So if Jake were to come back and say, I'll just play for the same thing, that's how badly I wanted to be here, they'd tell him to pound salt?
Probably not. I think at that point.
A comical discount.
But should we? You, a man that is always pro-laborist, is trying to give me the discount.
I think that Jake Guentzel wants to be where the money is, and I think he realized.
How do you know that if you never
didn't want to be?
How do you know that if you never engage in serious contract negotiations with somebody?
I'm not defending the direction they went, but the reaction to Jake Guentzel saying this has been, aw, poor Jake, to which I would say, if you really want to be here, just come back and offer to do it on the cheap.
Wait a minute. Am I saying poor Jake?
No, I'm saying social media reaction has been to
some degree. Who cares about social media?
You do sometimes when you bring it up.
I'm not bringing up social media
here. I am this time. I'm allowed.
You're making a straw man. I don't think people feel sorry for Jake. I think they're more upset that the Penguins just said, hey, good luck somewhere else. Keep it moving.
Sure, I think people are mad about that, and I think people are mad about that because it's an outcropping of both, especially Ryan Graves, the guy they brought in who was supposed to be a really good defenseman, sucking out loud, the team sucking out loud, and all the big ticket moves that they wanted to make, or that they did make, not really panning out. Like, if you had told me before the season that specifically a condition of them bringing in the Norris Trophy winner from the previous season via trade was ultimately, don't look at any other moves. This one is going to mean Jake Guentzel is going to play out the string here and that's going to be it for him. I would have taken that. That move has been an unholy, unmitigated disaster. If you actually wanted to bring Jake Guentzel back and didn't even want to bring Graves or Jari's contracts into the conversation, tell Jake to sit tight this offseason, trade Erik Karlsson. He'll waive his no-movement clause to go back to Ottawa. He loves it there. Pick up a little bit of the salary, free yourself up, let's say $9 million, pick up a couple million for Ottawa, and boom, everybody's happy.
His answer when Jeff asked him about re-signing here just made it, like, the way he laughed was just like a farcical.
He's not coming back here. He's not coming back to Pittsburgh. It's not happening.
I'm not coming back here because they don't want me.
But also, he wants to go where they're going to pay him $11 million or $10 million or whatever it is.
Probably. But would he take nine?
No, I don't think he would.
You don't know unless you ask.
I don't think Guentzel camp, from what I've been told at large, I don't think the Guentzel camp, not Jake necessarily himself, is particularly thrilled with the Penguins. To whatever degree that people around Jake Guentzel matter, I don't really think that they want to come back to the Penguins.
And isn't that a reason to be hacked off at the Penguins? You've alienated.
There's a lot of reasons to be hacked off at the Penguins.
Well, that should be somewhere on the list of grievances.
You signed Ryan Graves. You traded for Erik Karlsson, which turned into a disaster. You probably could have gone cheaper at goalie. Also, you suck.
I can find a goalie making half of what Jari makes to give me 28th in the league save percentage. I'll tell you that much.
I mean, I do
the
think Jalkovic's he was better than that
basically
most
the
of
same
the
stats.
He was better than that most of the year, but all the goaltending has cratered for this team as they have the last like 4 to 6
you all
weeks.
Right?
Yeah. You all right?
Yes. I did mention you at the beginning of the show, too, by the way. You're just, I don't know why you're being very self-effacing again. It happened.
I didn't hear it.
Just quickly pivoted to Donnie and having to do two shows and how this is his pursuit of greatness in our field, which I totally respect and get.
Would you be able to do what he's been doing, pulling these 8-hour days on
the wire? Well, I wouldn't be able to do the first part of this because I have no idea how to work the board and everything else.
You're a smart guy. You could figure out the board in like 20 minutes.
I don't know about that.
Actually, the board's very intimidating, Donnie.
Have you done it before?
No, I would absolutely be peeing down my leg.
I don't think I'd be able to keep us on the air. I would just have to talk into a microphone and like do the commercials myself.
I once had to do that. My old producer, when I was 2 to 6 a.m., went to just go do something and forgot he was producing me and just stayed in wherever production studio he was.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Maybe you could be a purple monkey in a bubblegum tree.
This is, I've heard this song a million times. This is one of the songs I have stuck in my head.
I knew it. You tweeted that last night. Is it normal that I get Stella's toy song stuck in my head? And I said, he's got to be singing Purple Monkey to himself.
There's like a mat that has all these animals on it. Like a monkey with cymbals and
it's a elephant
with a trumpet. Yeah. So a lot of people know about this stuff?
Oh, dude, there are like YouTube videos. Some guy like makes funny videos about these. The song's a banger, this little jingle. Oh, yeah. Donnie, let's play a quick medley for him. Play the other one that's in there, though. That's enough of Purple Monkey. There's another one in News Boss that I cut for
See, Stella's kind of moved on from that, Matt, though. She's outgrown it. So I actually haven't heard that one in a while.
All right. So, yeah, remember the elephant song. Stomp, 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 brother.
Yeah.
What has she moved on to? This girl, I hope she made a ton of money doing these.
Now she is into a couple things.
She likes Coco Melon Kid?
She likes the... I think they're Fisher-Price toys where you take things like out of a bucket and you drop them back in.
Ooh, those are big.
And so one of them is like a fish bowl and the other is a pineapple that has tropical-themed objects in it.
I made fun of you about this on Twitter last night. Not made fun of you. I just gave you a hard time by tweeting the lyrics to one of these. And here's the sad part. I'm a couple of years removed from, or no, about a year removed from Ace caring about any of this stuff.
Yeah.
And I can't get these songs out of my head now that
so
I
you still have them.
Well, no, I just know them. I could hear Stomp, Stomp, Stomp my whole life, and it would just immediately come back as an earworm.
Well, even Sesame Street. We were checking that out the other day, which is on HBO now.
Sesame Street, hot. Yeah. Well, Alex had it on for Ace, and I was like, where is this on our streaming many platforms we decide to pay for here? She goes, HBO. I said, this is what the kids should be watching, not this nonsense.
They have every
crap.
Episode of Sesame Street going back to like the 70s on there. There's 50-something seasons of it. Every
power
single
watch
one.
Power watch all 50?
Well, there's a lot of new characters. There's a lot of new... They've integrated new Muppets in.
I'll tell you what, the count on Sesame Street...
He's still going.
Was he supposed to be like portraying almost an addict or somebody with OCD? I mean, he had to just count stuff. A little obsessive.
Well, there were a lot of rumors
there
about Bert and Ernie. What was their whole deal?
Didn't they confirm that those two were...
A couple?
Yeah, I think so.
Donnie, look that up
for us. I think the Sesame Street people said that, yes, this is part of our like progressive bent of this.
But they're not married.
That's progressive. Right?
So at any point, if Bert gets fed up with Ernie's crap...
He's just walking out. I'm trying to think of what Bert's voice... No, Bert, come back!
Some of the characters on there, you're like, what the... Jim Henson was definitely stoned when he came up with this guy. Snuffleupagus, some big hairy ass elephant just swinging his trunk around and
singing. What
about
Frank Oz? He was the other guy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. He was doing a lot of the he was moving
around.
He was
in like some 80s comedies too.
He played Yoda in the Star Wars movie.
Gonzo's got like that penis nose going on or whatever the hell that thing.
I'll tell you what.
Bert and Ernie, they are more than just friends.
Okay, there we go.
According to NBC News from about 5 years ago.
Okay, yeah. So there we go. I also would tell you that the most realistic character on there to prepare kids for how they're going to feel day-to-day in real life is Oscar the Grouch. He comes out of his trash can. He's pissed off all the time. Hey, kids, there it is.
But,
give it 20 years.
But we were watching one episode the other day, and that... crap, what's the name of the... She wins, not Taylor Swift, but she's the other musical artist, female, that wins all of the Grammys. And she makes the music with her brother.
Oh, like Billie Eilish.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's just sitting on a stoop, singing with the Count.
Well, that's what they could do. That show has cachet. That's the point. That show could get, like, big stars to come on and just do cool stuff. In fact,
do you think Ozzy Osbourne has ever been on there?
Probably. I bet you he has been.
Oh, no. Yeah. Here we go now.
The kids are, like, one of the Muppets is playing, "We're going off the rails on a crazy train." The one that Ace was watching with Alex was Joseph Gordon-Levitt. That guy's a big star.
He is.
It looks like he and Sharon appeared on an episode in 2005.
That is hilarious.
If we played a game with each celebrity... appeared on Sesame Street, yes or no, the number of yeses would be
shocking.
What's
the name of the lead singer from AC/DC?
Brian, the first one or the second one?
The one with
one's
the voice.
Dead. Well, the one who had the voice, the original voice, is dead.
You think he's on there like, "Itchy Bitchy Spider! He went up the water spout!
And then he was!
Thunderstruck! And washed the spider out!" Kiss is on there in full face paint.
There was also
singing along with like Big Bird.
There was a version of Lick It Up called "Clean Your Plate" in parentheses.
A recycling PSA that aired on Sesame Street that featured Ozzy.
What is he telling people?
Hey mates, when you're not biting off birds' heads, you should take that plastic. Yeah.
Make sure you separate your trash and your recyclables.
Well, that's the other thing. Nobody can understand the guy.
Well, here's what I never got. So he's on the show, and I know he was all drugged out when he was on the Osbournes.
Yeah.
But then when he would go and perform on stage, he's singing fine.
Right. I never understood that either.
A very weird
dichotomy. Do you think any Pittsburgh athletes have been on Sesame Street? You think Roethlisberger's been on there?
Kurt Angle would have been my first.
Troy would have been perfect.
Big Ben was on Monday Night Raw.
It's very important to
be nice to
people. He
hosted with the entire offensive line.
It'd have been like, "Troy, you can show a little of your personality. This is my personality." Kurt Angle, I think, could have had a shot. Roger Kingdom, maybe.
Sidney Crosby?
What did we ever get the Mr. Rogers Sesame Street crossover we all deserve?
That's actually a good point by you. I bet a lot of Pittsburgh athletes felt an obligation to go do Rogers' show back in the day.
There you mentioned Lambert on Rogers'
show? Well, because
show?
Little known fact, a friendly competition between the two.
Yeah?
Rogers and Sesame Street.
I mean, you want to talk about a 1-2 punch lead-in, though.
I don't think Rogers was the biggest fan of Sesame Street.
Why?
Because he didn't think that you needed, like, the gimmicks.
Toys and props?
Yeah.
He had a place where they went through on a train to Wonderland
or
whatever.
Let me rephrase
that. What was King Friday's
Let me rephrase that. I don't think he was a fan of the commercialization where you have a show and then the next step is to take the toys and the characters and, you know, use them for profit.
Yeah, but
kids
what about Sears
Roebuck?
Okay, but Sears Roebuck was sponsoring him. They were subliminally trying to get people to buy belt sanders.
Right, but you could... Well, you couldn't go out there and buy, like, a Mr. Rogers plush doll.
No, I understand that. It just has, like, oh, look at the zipper action. You can zip up the sweater and put on the shoes.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mr. Kennedy! Kennedy! knowing where the pins are, if I was management, ownership, Kyle Dubas, I would go to Letang and Crosby saying, I have so much respect for you and what you've brought to this organization, this franchise, and this city. We are too far away for you to languish your last couple years of productivity in the pen. Tell me where you want to be traded, and I will trade you to that team and try to get a haul of picks to begin the foundation of bringing the Pens back to where they need to be.
All right, that is a former GM, but a football GM, Pittsburgh's Doug Whaley from the Fan Morning Show. Go to Sid and say, we're so far away, we suck so bad. We want to do you a favor, do right by you, send you to a team that can win a cup. And then we'll get picks. Problem with that is the picks are going to blow.
And if it gets out that you told these guys that you would trade them, what impetus does the team that they want to be traded to have for giving you a good return?
Kind of like the Carlson situation where San Jose couldn't get
much
back because he had control over where he would go in a deal.
And we pretty much knew it was down to the Penguins or nowhere.
And that's how we traded all our bad players for Carlson.
But then we made sure to add some more bad players in the offseason.
The Graves thing is just...
I know, it hurts. I can't get over Josh Getzoff a couple games ago when they were playing the Devils, reminding people that they signed him and how much time he had left on his contract, and it just felt like Josh was punishing us without realizing it.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Tyler Kennedy Time, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. Tyler, do you agree with that clip in this way? Are the Penguins really that far away from competing for a Stanley Cup again?
I definitely think they're far away. I just think they're going the other way. You know, they're not still trying to build a team to make the finals or the Stanley Cup. Right now, they're trying to rebuild to get into playoffs and go from there. They're definitely far away right now from getting back to that Stanley Cup. Like, guys, you need like an elite NHL team to get to that finals. You know, when you think of the 16, 17, 09, like we had a full team of all great players and we mixed, we gelled. Like the Penguins don't have that, and that's just going to happen. You know, you look at Chicago, they're going through something pretty dramatic right now that like it's going to happen no matter who you are. I do think they're far away.
So is that what we need to hunker down for and buckle up for? Like two or three years of suffering?
Well, one, the difference between us and Chicago is our star is still playing like a star. You know, he's still, you know, he's got 32-some goals. He's got a ton of points. He's still a dominant player at times throughout a game. Malkin's, you know, obviously had a tough year. Letang's still clipping pretty good. He's still a guy that can eat up minutes and be a star. So that's the difference. The supporting cast, I still think ours is stronger than Chicago's, but is it going to be a time where it's going to be all roses going forward? No, it's going to be a tough time for the Penguins.
What would you make of what Doug Whaley there, former NFL GM, said about the first part, though, Tyler? The idea that you would – because I think this, like, transcends sports. If you've had guys who have played for your team for a long time and you realize you're far away, this idea that you would want to try to do right by them and send them somewhere else because you feel like you owe it to them that they play their last couple of years in competitive environments, does that hit home and resonate with you, or do you think Crosby needs to be a part of this bridge to the future?
Well, I think it's up to the player, to be honest. I don't think, you know, I think if Sid ever came and said, hey, guys, I want to give one more shot, like, yeah, you're going to trade him. But I think Sid's the kind of guy, you know, you go through the good times, you go through the bad times. You know, they're not always going to be good, and Sid knows that. He was on some teams at the very beginning of his career that were not great teams at all. You know, they were struggling to make playoffs, and that's how they got a lot of good picks going forward. You know, so I do think it's up to the player. I think Sid's too loyal to the city. He means so much. He's been here for how many years? 19 years. It's got to feel like home by now for him, you know. And I think a trade for what, your last 3 years? Like, I don't know. I don't think he would ever do that. And you see other guys like Ray Bourque who left the team, went to the Avalanche, and you kind of lose what you built at the team. You know, you played so many years for it, but I don't think I can see Sid doing that.
Tyler Kennedy, our Penguins analyst. Tyler, we'll talk next week. Thanks, brother.
All right. Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.